This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Dear humanity, I wanted to see if you are still alive and kicking, because if Israel deserves a minute of silence, then Palestinians deserve for the rest of the world to never speak again. Tell me, where are the monuments lighting up the colors for their unimaginable pain? Where is the green for the olive trees they preserved under the harshest of conditions? Where is the red for the blood spilt by Israeli militias? Where is the white for the lights the martyrs see before uttering their last words, La ilaha illallah, tahya tahya Palestine? Where is the black for the janazas they didn't let them pray, for the Nakba and for their ancestors who stayed, because they refuse to give their homes up to this day? Dear humanity, I wanted to know if you still have the capacity to feel for the mothers with lifeless babies in their arms, begging them to wake, but instead their breasts ache, heavy with the milk meant for the child they will never hold again. Dear humanity, I wanted to know if you actively turn away when you see a father carrying shopping bags with his son's body parts inside. This is not the price of war. This is ethnic cleansing and genocide. Dear humanity, do you even exist, or are you magically a figment of imagination? Because when newborn babies cry and shake from the trauma of being found under rubble, there should be no hesitation. Your heart should scream that we need to help them. Your heart should scream for a different outcome. Dear humanity, can you please explain to me how Israel can claim 40 decapitated babies and the media runs with it, no questions asked, yet in Gaza, doctors have a press conference surrounded by piles of murdered bodies just to prove these people have passed? Dear humanity, isn't it pure savagery to cut off from a people water, food, fuel and electricity? I've never seen a victim with that ability, have you? Dear humanity, are you more concerned with your own vanity while in Gaza a little girl who is not more than 10 years old weeps, saying we are not sad for ourselves but for the children who have been scared for weeks? When a five-year-old girl writes out her very own will in the very likely case that she too is killed, what have we done to these kids that they must play an age far beyond their own? How have we allowed them to be born into a concentration camp and war zone? You can't even ask a child in Gaza what they want to be when they grow up. Do they even get to grow up? Dear humanity, I want to know, do you still recognize brutality? Because babies having their heads blown off is what's currently happening. Not just that, but doctors warn 130 preterm newborns will die immediately if hospitals lose power. Every 9 minutes a child in Gaza dies. That's 6 children every hour. Death certificates being issued before a birth one. By now it feels like a sport Israelis just carry out for fun. Humanity, do you understand the sanctity of human life, or have you become desensitized because those who colonize emphasize that their victims are uncivilized and you believe them? They try to perceive Palestinians as children of darkness. Tell me, mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the darkest of them all? Netanyahu, you're the monster making innocent bodies fall like leaves to the floor. Dear humanity, bury their dead with dignity. They have to parade them in front of cameras to convince us to help from behind our screens. We get trigger warnings on videos. They get warning calls to evacuate within 3 minutes. Some sick joke the Israelis play because their cruelty knows no limits. Dear humanity, how can this be reality when a journalist in Gaza goes to cover a bombing and finds his family killed in that same attack? When an ambulance goes to bring the injured and the paramedics die on their way back? When a doctor on duty encounters the body of his own disfigured son? When people in Gaza write their names on their hands so they can be identified by loved ones? When a son goes to bury his father alone, tell me, how much more can they take in? Are your hearts made of stone? Dear humanity, are you guilty of neutrality in this genocide of modern times taking place right in front of your very eyes and you're still blind? What? Just because it's Palestine? Dear humanity, is it clicking? Are you feeling? Are your hearts finally beating, screaming their names? Have you seen enough, heard enough? Are you ready to finally wake up? This is the world's litmus test and our leaders are failing. But we who stand here today and around the world in solidarity with the Palestinians, we say humanity is not dead. In every mother who will no longer be holding her child as she goes to sleep. We see ourselves in every child who will never wake to a new morning because Israel robbed them of their peace. We see ourselves in every father that had to say goodbye to his unborn child and pregnant wife. We see ourselves in every man that didn't get to marry the love of his life. We see ourselves in every grandmother that had to bury her own grandkids. We see ourselves in them more today than we ever did. We see ourselves through every cry, every scream, every heart that bleeds and has been burdened with grief. We know humanity, we feel it, and we are with you. To hell with the leaders of the world and our own Albanese government who sold their souls to the devil and don't feel it too. We won't switch up. We won't switch off, not our news feeds or our humanity. We demand a ceasefire today and we continue to stand strong in solidarity tomorrow, day in and day out and week after week until Palestine is recognized and finally free.
Free! Free!